Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
I'll keep this quick. I know you're all hungry. Essentially, my idea for this round of innovation comes from the back of having been successful in the first round of innovation, which was in 2010, which wasn't the GP one. It was a sort of cross NHS London. And I was fortunate enough to be successful in getting an innovation award then with my idea of a youth health centre. Now, interestingly, this was looking at addressing lots of those things that Groundswell have just said about inarticulate people who don't get their health needs met, health inequalities. And as Becky was saying, I was driven by anger to try and create change, because I have been running a young people service in my own practice at Herne Hill since 2005. And kept finding, I was seeing a lot of unregistered patients because they weren't happy or didn't want to go and see their own GP. And I felt that there was a huge number of young people that just were not getting their health needs met. And there's so much potential for early intervention in this age group. And also, though, I was very frustrated because there was a lack of any kind of counselling support. You know, they didn't meet the CAMS threshold and there was nowhere for these young people to go. So on the basis of that, I applied for an innovation award in 2010, was lucky enough to get a bit of the money that I needed, and then approached other charities and got more than match funding and was able to set up the Well Centre, which is in Streatham. It's been open for a year now. We just had our anniversary in October, and that's from our website. So what we do essentially is it's a drop-in service for 13 to 19-year-olds. The drop-in is on a Monday, Wednesday and a Thursday. There's a GP there. There is a nurse, very highly qualified, brilliant nurse we've seconded from CAMS, who does lots of early intervention, lots of sort of mental health work. And we also have youth workers. And it's this innovation of getting youth workers from the volunteering sector involved in the primary care team, which then led me on to my latest bid for money, which failed, but anyway, why be innovative about transition? And it was this thing about transition. I was reading the BMJ in June, which I don't do enough, but I happened to be reading it in June. And there was this article or a comment which was about transition for young adults with kidney failure. And this statistic, 67% loss of previously successfully functioning renal transplants within 36 months of transfer. That is shocking. I mean, I got angry. You know, I read that. I thought, how can you spend all that money on those, and obviously the cost to the patient of renal transplants, they can do paediatric nephrology services. And then what was really interesting, there was a single letter from a paediatric nephrologist to an adult nephrologist going, handing over the care. This renal transplant patient is 18. There you go, mate. Oh, what a surprise. 67% fail. So this is why I think we need to be innovative about transition. I mean, transition has been well documented for ages, that it is very, very poorly done. And the thing we all know about is diabetes, because that obviously has huge implications for prognosis of our young diabetics, but also we're much more involved in them in general practice. So I was then thinking, well, how can I use what I know about working with youth workers, and we look at using that in transition. And so what I thought we need to be committed about making sure these young people do not fall through the loops, that there is a seamless transition that happens. Now, there are pockets of really good care in transition, but unfortunately, they're few and far between. And I think that to create that commitment, there needs to be some sort of cohesion, which is another C word I could have put there, but I didn't. And it involves communication between primary and secondary care and with the young person. And the person that is best at communicating with that young person would be a youth worker. So it's quite like the Homeless Project. The youth worker would act as the facilitator, the advocate, the person that would go and meet them in the coffee shop and go, look, you've got your transition appointment, or this is how it works. The GP would work with both secondary and primary care across maybe a sector of practices, whether it would be within a PCT sector or a smaller sector, depending on the numbers involved. And what the GP would do would be liaise with the young person's GP, because we don't do transition. We are, we're cradle to grave. It makes such common sense to me that GPs are used much more in transition, because we're there. And lots of, for example, diabetics, they don't need to be looked after in secondary care. They're used to going to the paediatric diabetic clinics, and it's all lovely and cuddly and warm and snuggly. And then they go right by, and they go, well, I don't know how to get an appointment, because we've seen that already. How do you, the smileys and the miserable faces. They can't negotiate the system, and they get a letter going, come on, you're ruining our coif, we want to see you in the diabetic clinic. And they're going, well, I've tried to phone up and I can't get through and I don't understand, and the receptionist is an old dragon, so I'm going to go out with my mates instead. Now, if we had a youth worker being their advocate, helping them work out how the system works, helping them to negotiate that, I think we would find that we retain them much more. It's community-based where everything is supposed to be now, and I think that we would engage them, we would retain them, there would be someone taking responsibility through that kind of transition stage, and it will achieve all of this. Their patient experience will be much better, clinical outcomes, a vulnerable group of people, health inequalities, all well documented. Young people with long-term conditions do poorly. I can give you loads of evidence, but I won't. It's out there. This doesn't just have to be... You see, what it could be is that this would work. You would have a transition team. It wouldn't just be diabetics. It wouldn't just. You could have your sicklers, you could have your HIV patients, you could have your asthmatics, your cystics. It would be the same. You would have your transition team. All the secondary care physicians would know about it. The pediatricians would say, oh, like, let's get the transition team in. Let's because we're working up towards it. We can get to know the youth worker. They'll get that allocated youth worker. And then we'll, you know, run with it. And it would also be economic outcomes would improve because you wouldn't have 67% failed renal transplants who have to start all over again. But it wasn't successful.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.